But we are forming the quorum. Welcome, Tatuka. Thank you very much. I know that we have taken you from the other committee, and welcome all of you. This is a joint meeting of multi-party women and agriculture. So much we have differently today because as we've got visitors. Mom story, and then welcome everybody, and then
what can you say? The orders from the chair. Welcome everyone. Chairperson, I think we've got a responsibility to really deal with this, because and I think those who manage to come are welcome, because in Parliament every committee seems to be busy, you know this. Thank you very much for coming.
Can we note the apologies, if there are any? We have apology from Honorable Stein from Agriculture, and Paulson from Honorable Paulson from Agriculture. Honorable Fandale has just left the meeting. He couldn't wait for the quorum. That's the apologies from Agriculture. So do we have any apologies from women and multi-party?
I don't have any notice from anyone from our caucus. I expected to find everyone here. So they might be coming.
Thank you very much. The purpose of this meeting is for us to adopt the report. Okay, then. Thank you very much. I was saying that the purpose of this joint meeting is to adopt the report. We had a joint oversight to Mpumalanga. And honorable members, you'll remember that on Friday, when we're supposed to engage with the province, the MEC and the DG of the department, or the head of department, they were not available. But subsequent to that, we called a meeting, summoned the MEC from Mpumalanga and the DDG here in Parliament as agriculture. Unfortunately, multi-party and the women were not available. So we received the report from both from the MEC and this team. But we should say that the report was very disappointing. We then sent them back to, because there were three critical things that we thought they must respond on. The Marapiani College issue and the tractors that was lying in one of the areas. And we wanted to know how many tractors do they have and where they come from, who is responsible for making them to lie there. They were not ready. And so we then said they must go back and prepare those issues. But what we then said we'll do as agriculture, as we get the quarterly report from the department of national department, the we'll get those reports from Mpumalanga. We'll follow them up until we get the correct answers that we need. So I just thought I must brief the committee that we had engaged with the province. Unfortunately, we couldn't get they've responded to other issues, but those issues that I've mentioned, we had to take them back to go and work on them on that and send us the report. So, and what we have done was to separate issues that mostly are for women and agriculture. So I hope members have read the report. We are not going to take it through, read it in this meeting. What we'll look at members to adopt is the findings of the committee and the recommendations. We'll then ask the content advisor, agriculture, to take through the observations, just to talk to them and summarize the observation and the recommendation.
On the interactions that the Committee of Agriculture had with the MEC, and he highlighted that they are trying to address the lack of intergovernmental relations by having regular meetings with the Department of Rural Development and then reforming other departments, trying to address common issues. Particularly the challenges that the committee identified with the PLAS project, where some beneficiaries were getting did receive RECAP funding while some didn't receive RECAP funding. So the MEC indicated that they are continuing discussions to address those issues. If members remember the Fortune 40 program, where it was highlighted that they have linked those projects with the school nutrition program as a province. So the
delegation also commended the province for those efforts in terms of trying to get access to markets for the smallholder farmers. And also the decision, because when the committee was there, although it hasn't happened, there was an indication that the province is planning to reopen Marapiane College for farmer training. So that was also commented. However, as the committee was going around Puma, overseeing progress in most of the projects, they also realized that nationally there isn't a clear norms and standards, because different provinces are doing different things in terms of providing support to smallholder farmers in particular. So the committee raised this as a concern. It was one of the findings. Also additionally, where the department, whether it's the province or national, was funding projects, there was no clear strategy on how long will a government be providing such funding and what for, to ensure that the project beneficiaries are able to stand for themselves and to ensure sustainability. Also, in terms of the lack of clear norms and standards for support, there was also an issue with provision of infrastructure. I think during some of the presentations, the province indicated that agriculture provides on-farm infrastructure while rural development provides off-farm infrastructure like access roads and all that. But it was not clear, and in some projects that didn't apply. The fourth finding was that there was no gender mainstreaming and availability of, for example, in one project, although the project was failing in the structure, it was not user-friendly for people with disabilities. If members remember, honorable things couldn't even access some part of the structure. The fifth one was I think only agriculture visited the border area between South Africa and Mozambique, where the department has a program to address foot and mouth disease, for example, in Zibombo. The delegation had a presentation there from different departments, and which also highlighted the lack of intergovernmental relations, where each department was doing its own thing without the other one. And also the duration that it takes for the projects and interventions to take off the ground. For example, the border management agent, the process, the approval was done in 2013 by cabinet to have the border management agencies that include the various departments so that they can work together. But the border management agency is still not operational. So the committee highlighted this, and I think the legislation to enable the agency was adopted in Parliament in 2015. By the PC in Home Affairs, but all the departments were still working in silos. And agriculture highlighted in the case of that border fence, which members drove around and saw that there's no fence. That agriculture managed to put in the fence to avoid, for example, wildlife from Kruger National Park to mixing with communal life there. But if the border fence, which is the responsibility of DECO and public works, if that border fence is not there, then their efforts within the country are futile. And during the visit, there were also livestock from Mozambique that were coming to Mpumalanga and Finding related to the platform, the proactive land acquisition strategy found that the Department of Rural Development leads to beneficiaries. In this case, in one project that was visited, the beneficiaries indicated that they did receive RECAP funding, but that funding was tied to the condition that they must have a strategic partner. And there was also no clear policy on how the strategic partners are appointed. In some cases, the delegation was told that the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform appoints the strategic partner. In some cases, it was said that the beneficiaries can appoint, can select someone to be a strategic partner. And some of the projects that didn't have strategic partners didn't get RECAP funding. And also the beneficiaries in where they had a strategic partner and they did receive RECAP funding, they highlighted that the strategic partners were, the condition of having strategic partners was disadvantageous to them because they didn't really benefit. The strategic partner didn't teach them anything, didn't assist them to be independent farmers or business people. Instead, he only assisted them to utilize the RECAP funding that they received. So the benefits for the strategic partnerships accrue to the strategic partners, not to the beneficiaries. As soon as RECAP funding runs out, the strategic partner leaves. So that was one of the big issues that was highlighted. And without the policy, there was also no clear strategy. How long the strategic partner must be with the project and when they are supposed, and at what stage can they exit the project. And who also monitors to ensure that what the beneficiaries are supposed to learn from the partnership, they have learned and can apply those.
And maybe just to add that the other issue which was critical was that most of these PLAS projects that were visited, you find that when the Department of Rural Development, they are buying the farm, they were not actually buying the equipment. Actually, they bought land, empty land, which end up becoming a problem to the farmers, because a farm should then have the equipment. It should be fully equipped, but what we found was that they were buying land without equipment, including your water rights, including irrigation schemes were removed and all those things.
Point 7 speaks to the strategic partners, which I've already indicated, and in some cases they will call them mentors. 5.8, the lack of the delegation also observes the lack of monitoring and evaluation of conditional grants by the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, the National Department, which disperses the funds and transfers them to the provinces for implementation of the project. And this was raised as a concern, especially since there were projects, one of the projects was started in 2010, it's a provincial project, but to date nothing was happened. And the report that members were given earlier about that same project said that it mentioned the things that were done on that project, including an access road. But when the delegation got to the project, there was no access road. And the department indicated that they are still budgeting for the access road, which also indicated that the national department was just transferring funds to provinces without following the money to see that what those funds are doing, what they were supposed to do in provinces.
Can you be faster? Can you be faster?
Okay.
Because people must know.
The delegation realized that they raised a concern with the use of consultants or outsourcing constructors for construction and maintenance work in projects. For example, in one project, the delegation questioned the rationale for outsourcing fencing of the project, while there are beneficiaries who can do the fencing themselves. The provincial efforts to address the shortage of veterinarians, including appropriate infrastructure, was also acknowledged by the delegation. The MEC indicated that they have some budget that they have put aside, which would include equipping the Siyabuswa Veterinary Clinic that the delegation visited, amongst other things. In general, the last finding from the committees was that notwithstanding the challenges that the MEC raised, because he also indicated that he's new in the province and he has also observed some of the issues that the delegation noticed when they visited the province, and he's still trying to work on those, but the delegation was not satisfied with the slow progress in terms of project implementation and also the support that is being given to beneficiaries. That's all the findings in terms of agriculture. I don't know if members have anything to
Recommendation. Go through the recommendation.
Recommendations. The first one, that's for agriculture. Page 56.1. The committees decided that recommended that for each quarterly briefing that the Department of Agriculture will be doing to in Parliament, when they do the quarter one up to quarter four, they should also provide feedback on all the issues that were raised during the visit, and also progress in terms of addressing the issues that the committees highlighted in each project that was visited. The Department of Agriculture, the second one, it was recommended that the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries should provide feedback on the establishment of the Border Management Agency, including the refurbishment of the Zibombo border fence between South Africa and Mozambique, as it plays a major role in the control of foot and mouth disease. The third one, the Department of Agriculture, the provincial, the national, and the provincial Department of Agriculture in Mpumalanga, as well as the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, should submit to Parliament a comprehensive report on all black farmers, which will include details of beneficiaries, the strategic partners, and the criteria that is used to select both beneficiaries and strategic partners, including previous and current support that has been provided by the different departments to run those projects. The fourth one, the MEC and the Provincial Department of Agriculture in Mpumalanga should submit, I think the chair already indicated these ones, the comprehensive reports on agri-parts, because when the delegation visited, the only project that was close to an agri-park was the Hutchinson one, which was in the middle of Norway. The MEC, when they came to Parliament, indicated that they have other agri-hubs. So the committee wanted a comprehensive report on all those agri-parks in the province and where they are. And also the Fortune 40 Youth Incubator Program, and the delegation saw two projects on those, and also the details of the incubators and incubatees. And lastly, the Marapiane College and the costs of the refurbishment and the proper plans on how they plan to use the college going forward. And the last one was for the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries to submit to Parliament the norms and standards. This national department is currently in a process of developing the policy for comprehensive producer support. However, they have indicated to the committee that they have norms and standards for comprehensive producer support that was approved by IFESCO in March 2017. And when they submit this, the committee also required feedback on how far is the process to develop the policy. That's all for agriculture.
Continue. The content advisor, we met. Okay, you can do that, secretary of committee or multi-party. On yourself, you're part of women.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the issue, so
no.
I won't explain them. I'll just go through them.
Yes, just go through them.
Okay. We are on page 52, the findings on women's issues. The first one is the committee's also had an engagement with the provincial multi-party women's caucus. So the first one was the delegation welcomed the presentation by the speaker and the deputy speaker, and who indicated and also indicated that they will share the successes that were presented to the delegation by the Mpumalanga provincial legislature. And so the multi-party women's caucus will share it with this parliament and the best practices that were indicated for the province. The second one is the delegation noted the good work that has been undertaken by the provincial women's caucus in terms of reaching out to the communities and making an impact on women's lives in that province. The caucuses agreed that constant engagement and cooperation among women in decision-making positions, including the legislature, will strengthen the leadership capacity of women. They also noted that gender equality would have no meaning without economic empowerment of women. The delegation also noted that in order to transform men in support of gender equality, it is important to start education from an early age, that is to educate the boy child on gender equality instead of focusing on girls. The caucus has also identified the need to embark on a moral regeneration drive, as some social challenges require transformation of societal values and norms that also perpetuate gender inequality. The delegation was, however, concerned that women in the office on the status of women were not represented in the decision-making structures or senior management structures. Those are the last one for the multi-party women's caucus. Can I continue with the observations, sir, or should I go to recommendations?
What's the recommendation?
For the multi-party or for the multi-party caucus. It's still observation,
mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
It's because there were three different groups.
Mm.
So I'll go to 7.2, that's observations and findings on the office, on the status of the province.
Mm-hmm.
The Kenyan office.
Can you be very fast?
Pacification noted that, I guess sure then in that case maybe members have read this, they are sure, and then they can highlight issues that they need edited or if they agree with the findings.
Mm-hmm. 7.2, Office of, on Status of Women, 7.2.1, the delegation noted that 35% of people in Mpumalanga are food insecure and inquired as to who was responsible for food security in the province and how it is linked to other departments in the province. Point two, the delegation inquired whether the office has any programs linked to Chapter 9 plan of government. Three, the delegation requested the OSW to respond to the grant money used by children. Point four, delegation inquired as to know whether the project will be implemented for sex workers in order to create employment, as they were concerned about the high rate of abuse of sex workers. Five, the delegation noted with concern that child mortality was fluctuating and questioned whether the office had programmed to address the issue. On gender commission, the delegation inquired whether there was any link with the Constitutional Court to obtain constitutional guidelines on the handling of the cases. Two, the delegation asked how the commission addresses law reporting of abuse cases to ensure that women, people do report these cases. Three, the delegation noted with concern the budgetary constraint of the commission and would raise the issues with the portfolio committee on appropriation. Four, the delegation noted the information on the Amakosi card and questioned how the commission was dealing with their challenges. The committee recommendation on women issues, having interacted with Mpumalanga Legislature Multi-Party Caucus, the Commission on Gender Equality, the Office of Status of Women, the committee made the following recommendation. One, Mpumalanga Women's Caucus should engage with the provincial department in order to ensure that vacant posts at senior level are filled by women in order to improve on the gender disparities. The Office of the Premier, through the Office of Status of Women, should assist in this regard. Two, in order to accelerate the economic empowerment of local women, the Women's Caucus should engage with the Department of Agriculture, Forestry, Fishery, and the Department of Small Business Development in order to assist women in forming agricultural cooperatives and the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform for assistance with land allocation for commercial farming. Three, the Women's Caucus should impress on National Treasury to ensure that provincial departments' budgets that are approved are gender responsive, and a monetary mechanism for gender responsive budgeting should be implemented. Four, Women's Caucuses at provincial level and municipality level should embark on programs that transform men into gender activists and give particular focus on the boy child. Five, the Multi-Party Women's Caucus at provincial level was urged to deal with the gender-based violence and place particular emphasis on involving men and the boy child in addressing the scourge of violence perpetrated against women and girls. Six, Mpumalanga Provincial Women's Caucus should also involve men in the He for She program launched by the province in 2015-16 and continue working with Gender Commission. Seven, Women's Caucus should further embark on a program for moral regeneration in order to change some of the societal norms that reinforces gender inequalities. Eight, Multi-Party Women's Caucus at the national level should convene a consultative meeting with all nine women caucuses from the provincial legislatures to deal with issues related to women in the country as well as the budgetary aspect of women's caucus. On Commission on Gender Equality, the Commission should engage the Office on Status of Women representation at senior management level and the representation of women in the office and in the provincial department. Those are the recommendations on women. Let's start with the agriculture. Do you agree with the findings? What is this now? Number two. This old woman. What is happening?
Which one? Old woman.
Hmm?
Which
the
old
two woman? I don't know. I thought you were saying I must be sitting. So I'm not sure whether I must be beaten or what. So I just want my cow.
Why are you scared?
I don't know.
What happened?
Yes, Honorable Trail.
Chair was not there. I'm not sure if I have to contribute.
Oh, I thought you have raised a hand.
Actually, yeah, I want to speak.
Only those that have there, they can observe. Yes. You cannot observe when we're not there, Honorable. You can contribute on the recommendation if you. Yes, ma'am? Were you there?
Thank you, Chair. No, I was not there. Regretfully, my son fell very ill very quickly. But the only observation I want to make in terms of page 53, 7.2, when a committee is providing a report to Parliament,
he's talking about the committee, the report, not to the observation. We're still in agriculture, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still on agriculture, observation on agriculture. Do you agree with the, we're passing, Honorable Clapper?
Thank you, Chair. Yes,
Honorable Malmesbury.
Thank you, Chairperson. I second the Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Observation on the recommendation on agriculture. Honorable Malway.
Just two things. 6.2. 6.2 and 6.4. I propose that we should change the date for reporting. It says the end of September 2017.
Mm-hmm.
I think we must change it to end of October.
Okay.
Hopefully by end of October we'll get the submitted the report to the House.
Okay.
That's the first one. The second one, I think we must add a recommendation. On the observation 5.4, we are making an observation there. On the lack of peer gender means training and inaccessibility of buildings and so on. So I'm proposing that we must have a 6.6, which must recommend that both the provincial government and the national government must attend to these buildings that are inaccessible to people with disabilities.
And mainstreaming of gender issues.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Agreed?
Yes.
Okay. Observation on women, honorable member, you are not there. You are going to observe things that you are not there.
Madam Chair, I am here and I waited an hour for this meeting to start to assist to help this committee form a forum. I'm going to make a contribution, otherwise my presence here isn't necessary. All I wanted to say is that I'm not going to comment on the content,
okay,
but rather say that on page 53, 7.2, when a committee submits a report to Parliament, it should provide the observations and the findings. The way that 7.2.2, 2.3, 2.4 are written, those are questions. It's a question without an observation and without a finding. So, for example, 7.2.2 says the delegation inquired whether the office has
Okay. No, I think the input is valid. The input is valid. Honorable Cho, you wanted to do the same, probably.
I wanted to talk on the. I limited myself to the recommendations because out of the projects, all of the projects that you mentioned in agriculture say nothing about how many women are going to benefit and how you're going to engage poverty in that particular community and all that. So I said, let me not comment on it because I was not there. So these were the questions that I wanted your committee should have asked. Whenever agriculture is where women can participate in large numbers. So you have to be clear how you're going to make sure that women participate and the agriculture that are in the middle of nowhere, why did we agree that they should be there in the first place? Why shouldn't they be pushed to where people are and all that? So I said, let me just move.
Maybe in terms of the project profile, when you go to oversight, you get the project profile, which show you the beneficiaries, whether men or women. So unfortunately, it has not been captured here. It has, and members have been asking questions around those issues. I remember on the 40 fortune, we are saying we appreciate the program. This 40-40 might find that is only young men. Do we have women? We asked that question, I remember. Yes. So it's just that it's not been captured there. Which honorable story?
Thank you, Secretary. Do you know, when I was going through the report, I realized also that it's very difficult to get exactly the issue that made us to join agriculture. Mm-hmm. But when I read, because I was part of the people who went to the provincial legislature, and some of the questions that arise when we were going around arose in the meeting. Hence they are responding in this manner. That they are responding in. But it would have been very maybe clear or inspiring to have it within the report of us, because that is the main purpose that made us to go to Mpumala. I think Pat is quite right. For a person who hasn't been there, it looks as if it was a futile exercise.
Ma'am Kaula? Honorable Kaula, sir.
Okay, yeah, no.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Okay. Ezinye izinto lapha ngiyakubonga sihlalo
ukuthi funa ukuthi mangabe ku government ekhipha imali eyisa kubantu ukulwa nendlala akulandelwe ukubheka ukuthi lezo mali zisebenza ngendlela efanele yini. Secondly, kubonakala ukuthi le nto abathe bazoyenza ingabe iyenzeka kahle ngalendlela efanele la. Yabona nje okusho nje abantu besifazane mina lapha ngizange ngibabone, ngangibona mina abantu besilisa kwakuyibona ababephambili bangakholwa. Kufuna ukuthi uma sikhuluma ngabantu besifazane asithi uma sifika kule ndawo sithole wena ukuthi ngempela yikhona noma bekhona ke besilisa kodwa babekhona abantu besifazane. Mina nje ngangukuthi nje omhlonishwa bami laba abanye nje bagcina bengafikanga laphana nakule esaqala kuyona ngendlela yendlela eyayimbi ngayo. And sahamba saya kwenye indawo isemakhaya la sabona khona ukuthi umuntu wesifazane la eSouth Africa akakacabangeleli akakakhululeki ayogcina futhi leyo into esayifica laphaya into plus kuthiwa lithengiwe ugovernment sekuzosebenzwa under ukulwisa indlala abantu bakithi abamnyama. Kodwa lela plazi into esayifica kulona sathola into eyayikhalisa ngoba abantu balaphayana ababekhona babetshela enye into lapha ney'nkomo mina ngizakusho njengayibuka ngabonisa ngathi uvele okwazi ukubona ukuthi yenza namhlanje zahamba zaqobha zazobeka ngoba awikho into eyayisikhombisa kukhona nesibaya sey'mbuzi sifike emini lezi mbuzi lezi kufanele ngabe zisemadlelweni zifakwe ndawona. Mina bengiyocela la ukuthi bafethu ngena phela sikujabulele ukuthi njengobusho ukuthi sibadala ngena sikujabulele ukuthi sithi silele abantu bakithi kodwa sibe sithi sihluphele kuyimanje ngizofuna ukwazi ukuthi lo wambili esawufika lapha okhala ngokuthi iy'ngane zabo yifunda kude sase sihamba sayibona isikole sikude ukuthi lo wambili wenzanja noma kwawona wonke yona iphathi yale project saze sabuza ukuthi lo mndeni nawe nizowufaka na umndeni awazi lutho wona utshelwa kuphela ukuthi ulungu uthi kona idayisiwe plazi yabo. Yingakho ngithi mina ngiyajabula le nto yama-oversite yingakho ngasabuyelanga lapho emanzini ngijabulela ukuthi yabo le nto ka-agriculture kuhlungu ngoba yona nto esithembele kuyona ukuthi yona abantu bakithi ezobaphucula ikwazi nothi ukuthi lana thina sihlale kanjela nje siphusha imali ukuthi zongena emaphaketheni abanye abantu ngoba even nalento ka-14 40 sasibuka ngeminyiso phela wakuthathwa abantu bekuthathwa abantu kuthoma sezoka bafike babulekwe lapha kuphinde kuthiwa niyadlulela niyaphambili baqukule futhi bafike lapha into esayibuka lapha. And lezi zinto zafethu mazithina zabantu abamnyama lesikhombise manje ukubusa kwabantu abamnyama nabanye abanye abantu. Ngiyabonga.
Maybe let me clarify the issue of the farms that government has bought, where the report covers them. One, we said that our observation was that there were no equipment, no water rights, and the farmer that we found there, there's nothing that government has given him except that those amangulube is and all those things.
Ingulube.
Mangulube. I'm speaking my Zulu.
That's your Zulu.
Please allow me to speak my Zulu. And we're saying that in other areas, the partners, the Department of Rural Development has actually employed the strategic partners, which those strategic partners, in some instances, it's the department who actually employed them attached to those communities without communities' consent. And at the ultimate end, it's only those partners which benefit out of the project than actually communities themselves. We have made that observation. Lastly, we are saying that in some instances is that those but there is no even monitoring and evaluation from government on those strategic partners that they've employed to assist the communities. So we didn't see the value of community benefiting out of this strategic partnership. Means that those people were supposed to assist, capacitate, and make sure that community themselves are able to continue with the farming themselves without them when the project, when the that contract of the strategic partner has finished. I think I just thought I must clarify that part of the on the issues that Mom Show is raising. Unfortunately, agri-parks falls within rural development.
Mm-hmm.
But as agriculture, we felt it's strategic for us to look at those things because at the ultimate end, they must service the smallholder farmers because the intention of the agri-parks is going to work to assist, capacitate the farmers, assist them in market their commodities, and what else is provide assistance to the farmers around. So what our visit was to see, because in most instances you find that they would say that there is a progress in those agri-parks. But we just said, let's go and see one agri-park, how it looks like.
Mm.
But we didn't find it. It's just Mlalanje.
Yeah.
Uskanga, they're still going to build and all those things. So, yeah, so that was the issues. So I just thought I must clarify those two issues. It's not an agricultural project, but ourselves, agriculture, because we are working with every portfolio committee where issues of agriculture are mattering most. We're engaging rural development. We're dealing with the issues of the RECAP, which is the NPLUS project. Together, we're calling the two ministers. They must get the solution to deal with those challenges that we found on the ground. So that is one of the things that we'll be doing. Let me take the whip first, and then the whip will follow. And Mom Grace.
How
fast
can you
do
it?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Honorable Malloy.
I don't think the content advisor for all the staff, you or the
It's multi-part.
Because you see, I want to agree with Honorable Standard. Mm. It's not.
No, Honorable Standard, you'll be fired to call people mama. You remember?
I like the one with the doxy part. Now, I agree with it. That also applies to the Commission for Gender Equality. Yeah. Because somebody must convert those questions into observations and findings. And they are not here, and we need to do that thing quickly in order for us to be able to adopt. Because once they've converted those into findings and observations, we have to look at them as this committee before we give it a go ahead. So I'm not sure how I'm going to process it, because it is necessary for us to do so.
No, no, the Chair, we must adopt the report. It must go to the House, and what we must do is that I think the findings, in the meantime, the officials must help us those two things to formulate those two questions. We cannot postpone adopting because of two issues. Honorable Grace.
Oh, thanks, Chair. I'm on issue 53, 51, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7,
Actually, they wanted to say the office itself, you remember these are located within the premier's offices.
Yes.
But the head of the offices, they are at the lower level where they're not sitting in the management.
Yes.
That's the first issue. But within the department themselves, there was no enough representation of women in all the departments. I think that the structure of the this sentence should reflect that the first observation is that the office itself, which is something I agree with the observation that we must put the recommendation that the office of the portfolio on women and multi-party should continue to fight that these offices must be located in the rightful position for them to be able to make sure that there is gender mainstream. Because it will never happen as long as those people, they are not sitting in management. It will never happen as long as those people, they are at the lower level. They are not sitting in the management level. And even if they are located in the premier's office, it's just a ceremonial post. Their work is to organize Women's Month, nothing about budget and other things. So we should actually say that our multi-party and women should actually engage the Minister of Women now to make sure that the structures in the province, in the Premier's offices, they are able to do their work in terms of being put in the rightful position. So for them to sit in. This thing of saying they put you as a manager and say go and argue with the HOD doesn't work. Because in public service there is a bureaucratic system. Only deputy manager or deputy, you can't talk to your boss like you like. So it should. Actually, we must actually have a proposal from your side around that issue. But it's engagement that you should continue to engage with the Ministry of Women. Honorable Tapa, followed by Honorable Thunder. I thought I was going to try and call that one Snoxy. Yes. And then followed by Macau. Honorable Clapper, and then Honorable Choi.
Cutting me off.
Oh, no. Sorry, Honorable Clapper. Let me give the chair first. No. No, you've raised the hands first.
With due respect,
you are not chairing, ma.
Go on. She's already,
No, ma'am, you are not chairing. I'm giving you time to speak, and my apologies. I need to Uthali next to me. That's why I can't hear. I see those that are far. Thank you. Okay. I wonder the meeting. I could imagine this.
Ah, there will never be a meeting. My concern, and the honourable member is Ivory Institute in USA. What criteria is being used for these farmers to get this funding, whereas others are not getting the funding?
Okay, we'll respond to that one. Firstly, the individual farmer applies to the provinces, in the provinces. The provinces would nationally evaluate projects and then determine that this one will get funding. But what has not been established is the norms and standards to say you are building a smallholder farmer. How long are you going to support this farmer? And what is the program to make sure that this farmer becomes commercial? And then what is the exit strategy around those issues? There is no that framework. So each province decides, like in Limpopo, they can use their 200 million to fund more than 200 projects. Obviously, the impact might not be felt because they buy a fence in this farm, they go to another farm, dig a borehole, they go to another farm, do this. What is Sparaco in English? Animal handler. So they are not actually, there is no comprehensive support that as a framework that should guide the provinces. So as a department, as a portfolio committee, we have been engaging with the department for them to develop, because it must be developed by the national department, because the conditional grants, by the way, they are funded from the conditional grants, are motivated by national departments. And the conditional grants, when it was established for mainly for support, settlement support. But after the department were separated, then EDAF had the responsibility to develop a smallholder farmer. And then the rural development then established the so-called CAST, RECAP to support those that the post-settlement. So, and DAF only look at the development of a smallholder farm. So, but then there is no norms and standards. How do you fund these farmers? How do you, because you are giving them grants, when are they going to graduate from the grant? When are they going to become the commercial farmer? So that's what we said, they must develop a comprehensive support framework and the integrated financial support for the smallholder farmer, which they are busy on it. And initially they were saying they are going to finalize it in 2019. But it must be done by us when we're still here. They must finalize it. Next year it will be finalized. So that's the issue, ma'am. Honorable Kappa.
Thank you, Chair. My input was
related to what Honorable Maloyi was indicating. You see, in our good report on page 52, you have that point, chapter 7, Committee Observations and Findings. 7.1 being multi-partisan. 7.2 being data for women. 7.3 being Commission for Gender. Now, when you come to the committee recommendations, you have now nicely again 8.1 multi-party women for women. 8.2 you have now instead here Commission for Gender. And you are missing 8.3, which was your recommendations based on the status of women.
Yes.
Which the information which I agree with Honorable Maloyi that it is in this in the report.
Mm.
That's why the report is adopted. Mm. That information should be part of the recommendations, specifically on the open status of women. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Noxie.
With the report, with reports in Parliament that we table, I don't know why, but this is a general comment, and I'm just putting this out there for consideration by the drafters of the report. So if this committee decides today they are going to adopt the report to be tabled with amendments, that's fine. But this is a 55-page document. I can almost guarantee that maybe 10 people in Parliament are going to actually read this document. So with the input that everyone has given in this committee today, the way that the issues, the observations, and the recommendations have been discussed are how they should appear in this report. So with a summary, it should be like your comments, ma'am, about it should be readable as though you did not attend the oversight. It should be so easily understandable in the summary, the observations and findings, obvious in simple language. It doesn't need to be high level or sound important. And then the recommendations need to be smart, specific, measurable, achievable, time-bound. So some of these recommendations, you say, oh, well, they must come back to us with feedback. What is feedback? I gave. It's only a plan. We want a plan asking how this is going. What results do you want? This is a general issue I find with parliamentary reports. We try to be so nice to other departments and other... This committee found something on its oversight. What is that? And now you want A, B, C done. And if this report is going to Parliament, Parliament is then bound by your recommendations. And therefore, the recommendation should be, in my opinion, respectfully, humbly, far more specific and directional. Otherwise, these people are just going to read the report and say, okay, nice. And then next year or 5 years' time, we'll have the same issues again. Because maybe we could have been a little bit more specific on what this committee decides will be the steps forward to go. That is my humble input.
I fully agree with you, but you can do it to the limit. For instance, with intergovernmental forum, with other, like with OSW, your women thing, you're talking to another government, they are not bound to implement your instruction as long as you don't appropriate for them. So the provincial legislatures, they have that responsibility to do that. I'm saying, yes. So I'm just clarifying the two things. But with the Department of Agriculture, that's why we're saying the MEC for Mpumalanga department should submit the report on the AgriParks, on the incubator program on 40 Fortunes, and the Marapiano College, which include the cost. We're very specific when it comes to where we have direct, because this is what we are funding as national government. But with provinces, you have to, it will be, you know, useless to use that should, must, when they know that you don't have powers to pin them down. So I think what we should say, that's why we say multi-party women. They say multi-party caucus. This national multi-party must convene the 9 multi-party women's caucuses for them to look at issues on mainstream, on gender mainstreaming, and issues of women. That's why you use that language. You cannot be very specific on issues that affect other governments. You have to consider the boundaries that you have. So, Mom Kaula, you still want to speak? Honorable Kaula. I was warned by the chief. Close the door. Close that window. Can we draw?
We take it seriously.
Okay, let's proceed, Mom.
Yeah, No, I think, Mom Kaula, you are very right. We need the intergovernmental framework to be implemented on the ground. Actually, what is happening is that in terms of intergovernmental framework, you have any project that has been implemented in the communities must appear in the LED of municipalities, which means that it will have the project steering committee and the ward councillor will be involved. But unfortunately, most of the projects that you are talking about, it was even before intergovernmental framework. I think that's what we need to emphasize
every now and then that there should be any project that needs, which is being implemented, whether it's national or provincial government, it should appear on the LED program of the municipality. Therefore, the ward councillor and the steering committee will be formed when the project is being implemented. But with agriculture, it has been that because, you know, the assistance of the farmer, it's something that goes with the rain. It doesn't go with the planning of government.
Mm.
It goes with the rain, and therefore you have to accommodate those issues. I think what through ourselves as a portfolio committee, we are working with the Department of Agriculture for them to establish a better monitoring system that the extension officers that you have for in the provinces, which are supposed to support farmers, they need to be capacitated to have a project management skill so that on daily basis or on monthly basis, they are able to report to national government, give them the feedback on the progress of the project themselves. So I think that's one of the things that we're looking at. So in fact, in terms of any other project, it should appear on the LED program of each municipality. Honorable Maloy and Mam Sto.
Just two things. Now, Chair, you will recall that today is not allocated to agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
Our meeting is Tuesday. We have requested that other committees to be in this conference who are sitting there, and those things are allocated to them.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to have gone there. We are also having another meeting at 12, and I've said to this committee that we are just coming to adopt that report. So I'm going to request that we focus on the report, we adopt it, and then release other conferences who are going to other meetings, then we can continue to discuss other things. Those will be the slides.
Okay.
No,
we have to adopt the report first because we need numbers. We can agree here that casualty. When we go in the house, we become something else. So let's adopt it. Let's get the move of the adoption of the report, and then we can continue to
with all the recommendations.
With the recommendations and the amendments. Honorable Bengu, Ma? Oh, Ma'am, sorry. First.
Honorable Maloy and myself and Shabin and Nasuda are having common understanding of this. There were issues that were identified, needed clarity, and you have explained explicitly. I think we have dealt with this, and we must also understand that this is a report that is going to be tabled in Parliament. Yes, that is why it's called tabled, because it is going to go to Parliament. People will identify those who want to raise questions and who are going to be debating in this report. That is the reason why it's tabled there. And you can't have the must and what in this report. You've got to table it as it is. It is what we found in Tumalak. That is why we have this report. And by getting clarities from you, I think we have done justice to it so far. I will recommend that we adopt the report.
Okay. There is a proposal to adopt the report. Seconder? Honorable Bembe? Okay. Do you have any dissenting view? agreed. The report has been agreed. Thank you very much. The report will then be tabled. We'll then arrange that. And one of the things is that because one of the things is that in our committee, actually, we agree whether we have to debate this report or we will actually go to the House and say we'll make declarations as parties. Or so can we do we want to debate the report?
Madam Chair, like I said, I wasn't part of the oversight and agreed to be so. All I want to say is that this report, its observations, its findings, its recommendations can be stronger, can be firmer, can be more direct. Even if it is an observation and you cannot make a direct recommendation on a problem or something, there's a way to structure it to at least highlight the gap or the shortfall. So my original contribution remains. I think that this report could be stronger, better, but this is not the forum to
honorable
debate
no.
that. So I just wanted to leave it there
no, no.
and say that,
no,
I'm,
no.
that I'm leaving it there.
Listen, Honorable Knox, we have agreed with you that they need to be structured. That's why we say we're adopting the report with the amendment. And the amendment means that those inputs that you have made will be included in the report. Okay. thank you very much. That was the end of the joint report. We need to.
In response to your question, Chair, I move that we should not debate the report. But then, if political parties want to make a declaration, we indicate in the House.
Yeah. So that's how we are going to submit this report to the programming committees, that we are going to make declaration, not because we prioritize that we need to have other debates in other important things that affect this legislature and ourselves. Can we look at the? We are done with yourselves, honourable members. The culture we have the report to adopt again. We are going to pass. We are releasing those that want to leave from other committees. So we have the NYSNA report. We had an oversight on NYSNA, where we went to, after that disastrous. So what are you doing now? Two minutes. So, honourable members, you have read the report. Yes, you can go out as you want, ma'am. Thank you.